Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Nelson Auburn! Chicago seemed tired last night. They had cigarettes where they're supposed to be ice. Hey, William Butler Yeats! Wired last night.
Hey, what's happening, Mike Schmidt? Last night at Schmitty's podcast. Sort of. More of an announcement than a podcast today, I think. As you can probably tell, as I'm talking to you, and you can probably see the running time. Although, as I say this, I have no idea what the running time is going to be. Who knows what this is going to turn out to be? Maybe this goes forever. If it does, then we'll be a yay. But if it doesn't, I'll say that's exactly what I thought was going to fucking happen. But, you know, I will tell you this, you know, again, last night at Schmitty's, it's a daily show. And I'll tell you this, I'm not doing Saturdays and Sundays. It doesn't make any sense to do a Saturday, Sunday podcast because you guys are very busy. Everybody's out mowing lawns. Everybody's getting their seed catalogs. They're planting gardens. It's spring. Everybody's very happy with their lives. They're out in the sun basking in it. Although I guess it's snowing in the Midwest again. What the fuck, man? You know what? It's about time we said something to Jesus. He runs the weather, right? He runs the fucking weather machine, unless he panned it off to one of his fucking idiots. Who's that, Paul? Probably Paul. They're all named Paul, aren't they? There's Peter and Paul and Judas and Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I remember them clearly. One of them is in charge of the weather, but we got to fucking talk to them about just getting everything squared away at certain times because everything's falling apart, man. Even here, I told you, here in California, I got mosquitoes, I got humidity. Although I haven't had it the last few days, but it was 76 degrees and I got the heat on because I'm a fucking, you know, I don't feel good. Well, I'll tell you this, get this, I have a friend. Brace yourselves for this nonsense. this is going to sound so stupid. What do I care? There's a spider who lives in my house who's my friend. And, you know, I used to have a philosophy, I think I've told you this, where it was like, if you're in my house, you're fair game. You know what? It's me and you in a showdown. But I thought about that. And at some point, when I go to sleep, if I don't like see a cricket and then I go to sleep, then that cricket can think, ha ha, it's me and you in a showdown. And so he can take me out when I'm sleeping. And that sucks. You know, if we have the same philosophy, kill or be killed, that's no way to live your life. So if somebody's in my house, I try to trap them and I put them outside, right? If I see a spider or anybody else, I'm just like, you, hey, fellas, let's go. And I put them in a glass and I dump them out in the garden and everybody's happy. Because look, I'm too old to be killing shit. Who the fuck knows? And it also, you never know what the fuck's going to happen. I don't know if there's a Jesus or a fucking, or a heaven or any of that bullshit. But everything we're told is they got a big guy at the gate. And I told you, he's there and he's got his book and he looks through all your shit. What if there's a thing where they're like, hey, man, you know you killed 18,000 spiders? And who's to say that, you know, if you're the Hitler of spiders, you don't get into fucking heaven? That's a possibility, right? Because you could just think to yourself, ah, you know, I kill all bugs on sight. That's who I am. I'm the bug murder man. I don't know if you want to brag about that. Don't put that on your Tinder bio or whatever the fuck. Try to keep that off Bumble or Hinge. Hey, guys, I'm the bug murder man. Nobody, ladies don't like that. You know what the ladies love? Cool James. But as far as, you know, telling people you're a spider murderer, that's not good. And then, like I said, you go up there and there's fucking St. Pete and he's got a book and he's like, you killed 18,000 spiders. You're the Hitler of spiders. You're not getting into heaven. And you're like, dude, it was just spider. Or even worse. Oh, what if they did this? This is pretty fun. What if you went to heaven and they were like, oh man, you killed 18,000 spiders. And you're like, I didn't know that wasn't the case. And they were like, doesn't fucking matter, man. You can't be the Hitler of spiders and get into heaven. But we'll put you in spider heaven. Dun, dun, dun. And then you got to go on a fucking elevator and go to fucking spider heaven and whatever they're going to do to you. Maybe they kill you a bunch of times. They trap you in a web and you got to say, help me. Who the fuck knows? So there's a spider who lives in my house now. And he and I have crossed paths several times. Here's where he lives. He lives in my shower, like around my shower. There's no web, but he lives in the windowsill. Okay. And I think I told you I want new screens in my house. I want all this stuff, right? So I the bathroom screen, and this is completely true. It has not been changed in the entire time I've lived here. I've lived here since 1997. In 27 years, they have not changed the bathroom screen. They haven't changed the bedroom screens. You know, and I never asked them because they're not fucked up. They're not broken, but clearly something's going on if a spider finds his way in, right? Listen, this fucking guy, Gerald, the spider, that's what I called him. He gets in, but here's the deal with him. If, you know, if I don't know he's there, that's fine. Live your life, man. If he builds a web around my soap, then we got a problem. And I ruin his web. I don't kill him, though. But I'm like, dude, I got to teach you a lesson now. Don't do that shit. But what he's been doing, sorry, yawning. And dudes, I've been sleeping so much. And I'll explain to you why. But like, when I get in the shower now, and it's my own fault. So now I have to, it's happened like 3 of the past 5 showers. So I have to check now. But I'll turn the shower on. And then we were in clothes. I'll turn the shower on and then I'll take my clothes off and I'll hop into the shower and I'll start getting clean. And what it is that, you know, I get all soaked up with water. I let all the water run all over me. Here's a bed. Nobody gives a shit how I shower, but I'm telling you. And then, you know, the first thing is you put shampoo. I put in shampoo and then I put in mouthwash, whatever. So I have my back to the nozzle. First, I'm facing the nozzle. Then I open my eyes and I look and my head will turn and look at the wall. And this has happened now 3 times. Out of the past 5 showers, he's in the shower, like doing some exploring and like walking around on the wall. So when I turn around, he's staggering around because he's getting splashed with water and he's all mucked up and he's tiny. If he was a big spider, I might be worried, but he's totally shrimpy, right? He's like a little fucking, like a sprinkle on a cupcake. He's like that big. He's not big at all, man, but he's got 8 legs. Imagine if he had a sprinkle on a cupcake. But it had 8 legs and 40 eyes, whatever the fuck spiders have. So I see him, and the funny part is he's all drunk, you know, because he's staggering up the wall. There's water splashing him. I don't even know how the fuck he stays alive. So I just put my finger out, and he climbs on my finger, and then I flip him into this windowsill so he's safe from the water, right, so he can stay alive. But it's not his fault. I mean, I can't expect him to stay in the windowsill. He's not a fucking stay-at-home spider. He wants to explore. He wants to see what the fuck's going on, man. And maybe he wants to look for a spider friend. Because I do think that sometimes where I'm like, I should put him outside because that's where more spiders are and maybe he'll be friendly and happy. But also, I think I told you, I don't want to put him out there. And all the other spiders are like, we've been waiting for you, man. And they fucking beat Gerald up. And then I'm fucking pissed because I got a spider knocked around. That's not good. So instead, I choose to keep him in my shower. But I will tell you this, man, spiders are fucking resilient because he won't get off my finger. That's another thing. Like, you know, it's not like, you know, how you can, like a cat will be on your lap or whatever, and then you can, like, the cat will go off your lap. Well, spider gets on your finger, and then you put him where he's going to walk. You're like, here, buddy, walk into the windowsill, and he just starts walking on your finger, and he keeps walking up your arm, and you're like, dude, look, wrong way, Feldman. Like, get the fuck off of here and get into the windowsill. I'm trying to help you here, Gerald. And he continues to walk in circles around my finger, so then I have to flip my finger, you know, like you're flicking somebody in the nose or whatever, like, a, you know, or the back of their earlobe. So I flick him off, and so then that just shoots him at high, fucking high speed, like high velocity into the screen. He bangs off the fucking screen and he lands and I can see him. He almost has like a, like he fucking, you know, he moves his spider head and he starts walking around in the windowsill. So I'm happy that he's so resilient. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm trying to be good to him and I'm trying to get him out of the water because I don't want him to get washed down the fucking drain. Cause, look, I don't know if you ever heard that song, but it doesn't end well for the spider. I'll tell you, if there has ever been an itsy bitsy spider, Gerald is an itsy bitsy spider. He's so tiny and he's super cute. He's a cute little spider, but I don't want him to die. So I've saved him 3 times out of my last 5 showers. But when I say saved him, I've just moved him out of the fucking hurricane. Because I can't even imagine. He doesn't have like a big brain. He's a spider. All right. They're not fucking smart. You can fight me all you want. Come at me now and be like, you don't know the intelligence of spiders. Fuck off. This spider is the size of a Rice Krispie. If it has any brain power at all, first of all, it wouldn't be back in the fucking shower every time I go in there, for fuck's sake. It would realize a way to get the fuck out. It's on autopilot. It's on spider autopilot at that point. It doesn't even know what the fuck it's doing. And I know you're thinking, well, if you don't think that they're that smart, then why would you think he'd kill you in your sleep? Well, I mean, because he's still an animal, man. He's still like got a fucking attack mode based into him. Everybody does. I don't care how small they are. Rice Krispie or not, man, they'll fuck you up when you're sleeping. But Gerald and I, we've got an understanding. Gerald and I, we got an understanding. He climbs on my finger and I slap him at high speed into the screen. And then he just hangs around until I take another shower. And then I got to walk him off the fucking wall again because that's how it works. So I've saved him. I've saved him three times. I don't know how the fuck I got to talking about Gerald the Spider. Not to be confused with Boris the Spider. Please, don't you dare. So last night, you know, we talked. We did a lot of talking here at last night at Schmitty's. And we were all over the place. We talked about the Ghostbusters show, and we did all these things. And also, you may have known that there was a possibility that I was under the weather. I think, and you can probably still tell now, my throat is a little... I got up today. It was funny. I woke up today. All right. Now, last night, I took Theraflu again, and I got 8 hours of sleep. And I woke up, and... but before that, I shouldn't even talk about waking up. I went to bed... and I woke up after a couple hours in a puddle, like my pillowcase and the sheets were soaked, like soaking wet. Like you could wring out the pillowcase. I was sweating so much. And I was like, this is fucking weird. Like, I don't know what the hell's happening here. And sometimes I've done that if I have a fever. You know, you go to bed and then your fever breaks while you're sleeping. And then you sweat it out, that kind of thing, right? Well, but this was like something I've never experienced, because I woke up and it felt like I was in, I don't want to say shallow water, but it clearly I was in, and it didn't even feel like it wasn't like I wet the bed, you know what I mean? Because it was all like chest and head and all that stuff. I was like, what the fuck, man? So I woke up and I had to change my sheets because I couldn't go back to sleep in that bed. It was just fucking grim. So I changed the sheets and I went back and got some sleep. I slept another like 4 hours or whatever the fuck. And I got up and took a shower. And I should say, when I woke up, you know, I think I told you I had sinus. I had a sore throat. I had a headache. I had body aches. I didn't know what the fuck it was. It was shit. I had this same thing like a month ago. Okay. But today when I woke up, in addition to the sweating a child's wading pool full of sweat into my bed, my throat was in pain. Like, it wasn't a sore throat where you're like, oh, that's weird. Like, even now, it's fucking raw and burning. And I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? And sure, I've got lozenges, and I'm trying to do that. And I'm like, I'm trying to make it work. And drinking, like I said, Theraflu, but also ice cold water, because I read all these things. And whatever the fuck, you don't care. So, but I woke up today, and it was like, it felt like my throat was filled with aquarium rocks. Because like I swallowed, it was like real crunchy, fucking weird. I don't even know how to explain it. Sorry, I'm drinking water as we speak. And then that and the sweat, and I was like, all right. So then I got up and I woke up. I should say I woke up. It was 4 o'clock because I went to bed at like fucking six. Six thirty, and I got up at like four. And I'm sitting there, and I was warm. Like I was like I felt hot still. I said, that's strange. So I said, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my temperature. So I did. And my temperature was 100 again, which doesn't make any sense because yesterday it was 101. And I was like taking the Theraflu and I'm like, well, it'll go away. And then I was still at 100 today, even after the thing where it broke overnight. And I was like, this is fucking strange. So Pat had asked me if I had COVID and I said no, because I had tested a month ago when I was sick. But the fact that I had a fever 2 days in a row and it wouldn't go away, in my head I'm like, nah, I gotta try, you know what I mean? So, and I should, and also I'll tell you this, you know, I don't have a lot of money. All right, nobody does. We're all living check to check. We're all living whatever the fuck. So when I tell you I'm taking Theraflu, please know this is Theraflu that has expired. Like, my medicine is all expired. This stuff, it went bad in 22. Not bad, but I mean, it's, you know, it was used best by 2022. So I'm taking that Theraflu. So I think there's still medicine in it. I don't know. It seems to still be working. But I have that. So that's what I've been taking. And then I have all those COVID tests they gave us in like 2020. The free ones that the government mailed you. So those are 4 years old. They're under my sink. And, you know, I haven't needed them, but I was like, all right, I tested with the one like a month ago, was fine. So then I said, all right, I'll take, cause I've tested like four times in the course of 4 years where I thought something might be up. And then it turned out I was okay. Sorry. I get the hiccups now all of a sudden. So then, today I was like, well, I'll test, you know, if I get a fever for 2 days, that might be a thing. And, I pulled out the fucking test and there's like, and then there's the look. I'm not a fucking nurse. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking one of the guys from fucking Grey's Anatomy. I'm not Dr. Dreamy, McDreamy, whatever the fuck. Because you open it up and there's a roadmap. Like, that's the thing. It's not like, spit in this and we'll tell you if you got it. You know what I mean? Which would be fine. But no, it's like you got to pull out this thing and then you got to determine which test you have. Do you have the one with the juice or the one without the juice? I'm going to sneeze here. Sorry, guys. And then you got to determine whether you got to dump the, if you got the one with the juice, you got to dump into the tube. And then you got to take the swab and you got to put it in your nose 15 times in either nostril. Then you got to put it in and squeeze all that, you know. And look, I recognize that it's not that big a deal. Particularly not for a guy who's saving a spider's life four times a week. All right. I understand that there's it's not that complicated. But when you're sitting there with like 100-degree fever and they're like, all right, insert slot A into slot B and dump the juice from slot C into tube D. You're just like, man, just fucking tell me if I got it. That's it. That's all. Can't I just spit in an envelope and mail it to you fucking guys? Like, you're, you know, I can do that and find out if I was married to a Viking. But now you got to fucking make me do this. These hoops I got to jump through. What the fuck? So sure enough, I bust out. And so I will tell you this. I get out the test and it turns out, which test do I have? I have the test where the juice is separate from the tube and I have to dump the juice into the tube. So I dump the juice into the tube and they're like, there's two lines, and if it goes over the first line, you're okay, but that's fine. But don't do a test if it's under the first line, because that's not enough juice to get an accurate reading. And I'm like, all right. And because these tests are 4 years old, I don't know if it just fucking, if the liquid has dissolved or evaporated, but I dumped it in, and it's only halfway to the first line. And now I'm like, oh, fuck. So luckily, there's two tests in every box, and I have a bunch of, I have like six tests. So then I just open the second test and I crack open the fucking juice and I dump that in the tube as well. So now I've got enough to go over the first line. And then they're like, put the swab in your nose, put the swab in each nostril 15 times. Then you put it in the tube, stir it 15 times and you close the tube and you dump it. And then you've got the little, you know, pregnancy test. And it says, put three drops in the hole and wait 15 minutes. And it's a do not check it before 15 minutes. And also do not check it after a half an hour. 15 minutes is the sweet spot for checking this to see if you've got it. And I said, all right. So I took the test and I dropped three drops. One, two, and by the time the second drop hits, one of the lines immediately pops open. Like, I mean, intensely, it just starts to light up. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I put in the third drop and then I put down the test. And I start to clean up, and I'm talking 15 seconds after I put all of the drops in there, the second line lights up. And then the two of them continue to get more intense. Like, if you see that, it's literally so bright, like the lines are so bright. I think I have COVID-20. I think I skipped right past 19, and the test was like, fuck you, you've got COVID-20, buddy. Because the lines within, you know, it says 15 minutes, within 15 fucking seconds, I knew I had it. And I looked at it and I was like, God damn it. Because I've never had it. In 5 years, I've never had it. And so then your brain, you start to go, well, all right, where did this come from? Because I drove Sunday, I drove all the time. I drove Friday hardcore. I drove Monday hardcore all night. And that's when I started to feel it. I mean, you guys, it's funny. You can track this from the fucking show. You can listen to whatever episodes we did over the past few days. And you can hear me getting progressively fucking worse. So there you go. I have COVID. And what's really funny is, you know, I was supposed to go to Denver this week to see my buddy Dennis. I was flying today, which is the 3rd. And I was going to be at his place the 3rd through the 9th. And we talked on Sunday and, you know, financially, things are a little weird. I've been talking to some government agencies and people like that. And there's some results that are not coming out copacetic. So whatever, I'm trying to figure some stuff out. So I said to him, I go, hey, we talked Sunday. I had told him a week ago, I was like, we got to maybe, you know, let's reconnoiter right before I'm supposed to fly out and see what happens. And then sure enough, I was like, look, man, it just kind of makes sense to postpone this till the fall, like maybe October. And he was like, that's cool. And then the funny thing was, like, I did that. And then 2 days later, I wind up with a fucking 101-degree fever. And then sure enough, a day later, I've got double-line COVID. And so here I sit. And so now, You know, I got to tell you, I don't mean to be this dude. Like, you know, this show, like I said, is always going to be about me talking about movies or, you know, all that pop culture stuff. I didn't do anything today. I found out I had COVID and I was like, fuck. And I had to go. And again, it's so fun. This is all the weird and convenient shit. You know, they paved my parking lot, so I'm parked on the street. So now I had to run out to the store to get more medicine because I was down to one thing of medicine. And, you know, I had to get some from this Century, too. That didn't fucking help. So sure enough, I had to walk, you know, and I feel fine. I will tell you, let me tell you this. I feel fine. I'm completely tired. Like, that's the one thing I am. I don't know how many of you have had it, because it's the thing is, I know, and my nose is running so bad. I know a lot of you guys have had it and been through it. My friends have had it twice. I have a friend who's had it three times. You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know if I'm just lucky. I don't know. I've been cautious, but also, you know me, I think I'm unkillable. And I've gotten all the vaccines. I'm vaxxed up to the fucking hilt. And so it never even bothered me. I never even worried about it. So once I found out I had it, though, you know, I called my buddy Pat because he's had it a few times. He just had it recently around Christmas time, and he had to cancel his whole vacation. Like, his family went without him because he told me, it was funny, he had the same deal where he was waking up in just pools of sweat and having to change his bedding, man. It's fucking crazy. And then he was fatigued for a week. He said he couldn't even fucking move. You know, Siegel's had it. Guy, you know, all my friends have had it. Lenny had it. I mean, everybody's got it. I've been, you know, when it first hit, I've talked about this on the show. They, you know, it was a death sentence for fat guys. That was what they always said. And I have no insurance. So, like, I didn't know, I wasn't going to be able to go to a fucking a doctor. I'd have to go to some clinic. And then, you know, in fucking LA, you never know. You're just sitting there next to a fucking guy with a goat. You have no fucking idea who's going to see you, who's not going to see you. Two people with a parakeet, one person with a goat, four old people. You know, it's like, you're like, I don't even know if I'm going to get in today and see these people. But I called Pat. I called my friend Suzanne. She's a nurse. And just to find out, I was like, look, what do I have to do here? Like, what's my situation? She goes, well, you know, you've done real good about the vaccines. You've taken care of yourself. Because I also Googled it. It just said at this point, it's rest, fluids, and painkillers or medicine. So you basically just treat it like the flu. So that's what I do. I'm going to treat it like the flu. Now, I will say I don't, you know, there's the day thing is floating. It used to be 10 days, then it was 5 days, then it was 3 days. You know, it's when you're asymptomatic. Can you go out? Can you do this? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I got to drive. I mean, I make my money day by day. You know what I mean? I don't have some job. I can't afford to be like, oh, I'll take 2 weeks off or whatever the fuck. I'm really lucky this happened when it happened because I drove like a motherfucker, made my rent, made my car insurance. You know what I mean? So right now I'm in a lull where nothing's due for like 8 or 9 days. So, I mean, if I have to bite the bullet and do nothing, then I can bite the bullet and do nothing. But I don't want to fucking do that. But at the same time, I don't want to be one of those assholes like, ah, I'm more important than everybody. And I go drive around sick. I can't fucking do that. Right. So, hoping because again, like I said, right now, other than the fact that my throat feels like it has a branding iron in it and I'm fucking tired as fuck, I feel fine. You know, the body aches are gone. Headache is gone. I wouldn't even say this is something you hear, like I said, my nose is running or whatever the fuck. But that's just, you know, just normal, you know, sinus flu, whatever the fuck. You know, if anything, I'm mad because it interfered with this. You know what I mean? I don't want to. And again, you know, this show was also supposed to be, I was like, oh, it'll be like 20 minute stings or whatever the fuck. And then it turned into something more than that. And I just talked to whatever. But I have nothing pop culture to talk to you about today. I mean, I could talk about, there's a million movies and things that I've seen, but I don't feel like it. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, I gotta go to bed. So, or at least be not, you know, and look, but I also don't want you to be like, oh, you've betrayed us with your, you were going to do a show. I know. Okay. And I don't think I didn't laugh because I thought my body was like, what the fuck are you doing? Three podcasts in a week? What the fuck? And it knocked me my dick in the dirt. It was like, fuck you, man. Who do you think you are? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just trying a new thing. And they're like, ah, sorry, buddy. Like this is, I've worked so hard at talking that my body was like, fuck you. And it invited COVID in. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I don't know, man. Sorry, I'm yawning. Sorry, I'm my throat is burning. Sorry for every other goddamn thing. So you're all very kind and tolerant. I'll be back tomorrow, which will be Friday, and then I'll be back Monday. But I was going to put it up to a vote, honestly, Saturdays and Sundays. And then in my brain, I was just like, yeah, you know what? Nobody needs 7 days of me. I barely need 7 days of me, for fuck's sake. I, you know, 5 days of me is more than enough. So we'll do Monday through Friday. We'll do this show. And then, and again, still plans for the, you know, like I said, with a longer podcast when I get time and I can actually sit down and I don't have a throat full of fucking burning embers. That'd be fine. But I do appreciate you sticking around and listen as long as you did. And, yeah, man, you know, I know I probably sound different. I hope it doesn't sound terrible. And I don't feel awful, but I do feel gross. I took two showers today just because I'm fucking sweating in my house, and it's just, and you guys have been through it. You guys have had it. Again, I'm not bitching and moaning. Everybody's had it except me. I think I'm the last guy on the planet who didn't have it. And that was pretty, actually, that was kind of a badge of honor. Like, I enjoyed being the guy who never got it. And also, I've gone to concerts and fucking malls, and I fucking, you know, been all over the place, different cities, traveled, airports. I drive people all the fucking time, and I never got it. I was like, yeah, man, you know what? I think I'm the guy who's never going to get it. Wouldn't that be cool if I was the guy who never got it? And then, sure enough, I'm going to put up a picture of these fucking lines, and you'll be like, oh, okay, you have it. You have it so crazy. It's all of the letters in COVID are capitalized. That's how bad I fucking got it, which is crazy. All right. So thank you. Last night at Schmitty's was spent dozing and sweating, and hopefully tomorrow night at Schmitty's will be different. But you're nice to listen this long to a guy whose throat sounds like he's been fucking blowing a spike bat, which I don't even know what the fuck that means. That's a wrestling term, a spike bat, but why would I be throating that? Who's going to throw a spike bat? Me? Probably. All right, guys, we're going to go let's sleep fucking ever. Why can't we just sleep forever? That's what Tool would say. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.